Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
As Husso was going to the bench, and it's an empty net for Landeskog. Hope checking was Nichushkin, lost it, Nazem Kadri scores! It's a hat trick for Kadri. MacKinnon has two in the game, and he's flying into the zone. Nathan MacKinnon, the drive, and he scores! 6 seconds, Helm scores! Darren Helm just sent Colorado to the Western Conference Final.
And the orders again must be set. Puck picked off. Landeskog, empty net. Score! There is Manson with a drive. He scores! Two goals in 15 seconds for the Avalanche.
That pass for McDavid picked off. Mikko Rantanen will seal the deal. On the draw, Helm up with it. Here's Makar. Loose it for Arturi. Lekkonen has scored. And for the second straight year, he sent his team in overtime to the Stanley Cup Final.
Four more W's. There it was, the Colorado Avalanche. Taking care of Nashville, taking care of St. Louis, and getting that sweep over Edmonton in the Western Conference Finals. Congratulations to the Colorado Avalanche going to their third Stanley Cup Finals in really their short history as being the Colorado Avalanche, starting in 1996. Magical times, man. That was magical in 96. It was magical in 2001. And of course, this feels just about the same. 2-0 in Stanley Cup Finals appearances. Are they going to make it 3-0? So, okay, we had two questions today, Jades, and I want to get into the game because that was nuts. That was absolutely nuts. This game felt like they snatched victory from the jaws of defeat. They were down two goals in that third and bounced back quickly. After allowing three by Edmonton in the second, they outscored Edmonton 4-2 to force overtime. I felt like it was going to happen. Once they forced overtime, I felt like, man, all the momentum is there. And the Avs get away with this one, 6-5. But started the first poll question, and maybe it was a little premature, I'll admit. I'm just assuming the Avs are going to go ahead and take this thing, and then this will be the legitimate question. Who's the better team? 96 Avs, 2001 Avs, or this version of the Colorado Avalanche? Hard to beat the 2001 Avs. I mean, 96 was like Cinderella story, magical. They were a good team when they were Quebec the year before. They lost to the Rangers in the finals. But it just felt like magic. Colorado had accepted a hockey team into their state. So maybe we were shocked. I was 10 years old at the time, and it was awesome. We loved watching hockey. My mom and dad were into it. We absolutely loved it, man. It was so much fun. I've always talked about this on my show, that the two strikes that they had after 2001, I think, really kind of soured me for a while on hockey. But that's kind of why, you know, you listen to the show, you know I'm more of a football, basketball, baseball guy. This sure works. This is how you get that fan base rolling again. And the Avs, again, they have been successful. They have been very successful in their short time, comparatively, right? Compared to the Rockies and the, or well, not the Rockies, compared to the Nuggets and the Broncos. With the Rockies, it just feels like we've had a baseball team for 300 years because every season is just so ridiculously long. So that question, all right, some of you guys came at me on that, and well, Brady, you can't ask this question until they win it. So then you got to compare the three Stanley Cup teams. Okay. All right, so I got a new one for you. This one's fun, I think. There's been five championships now. Maybe we're going to get to number six. And I think we're going to get to number six. But there's been five championships between Colorado's Big Four. Of course, the Broncos, Rockies, Avs, and Nuggets. Nuggets, unfortunately, nothing yet. Rockies, nothing. No World Series victory. They've been to the World Series, but this is, I'm talking champion. I'm not talking divisional championship, conference championship, none of that stuff. This is hoisting the trophy. The greatest trophy of all is your championship trophy. Which one was your favorite? Now, these are tough because you got two firsts in there, obviously. 96 Avs, 98 Broncos, 2001 Avs, which that team was just, it was like you got the very best version of all of those greats from that run. The Joe Sakics, the Forsbergs, Patrick Waugh. They brought Rob Blake in that year. 98 Broncos was that first win, you know, the "this one's for John." Pat Bowlen hoisting that trophy up, saying that, and John Elway getting it, you know, not sure whether he was going to retire yet, what that looked like, but finally getting over the hump. They'd been to several Super Bowls, just couldn't close the deal. The 99 Broncos the next year, that was, again, it felt like the 2001 Avs. All the greats were just playing at their absolute best. The Broncos lost two games that year. They throttled the Falcons in the Super Bowl. Or the 2016 Broncos. That was the Peyton Manning, Von Miller. Of course, Von Miller MVP year. Great defense. Manning's, you know, wasn't as special that year, of course. But a Super Bowl is a Super Bowl. So three Super Bowls, three championships for the Broncos, two for the Avs. Which one was your favorite? Just, I mean, you could go any way with this. You could talk about the rosters, your favorite players from those years. Listen, I'm definitely a Broncos guy, more so than I'm an Avs guy. But man, there's something to me personally about that 96 year. You know, I mean, I was, again, young. We're loving the Avs. The memorabilia was going crazy. Remember, you could get those pucks like at McDonald's or something. I still have those pucks, dude. I don't know if they're worth anything, but it was like Adam Foote was on there, Joe Sakic, Patrick Waugh, Peter Forsberg, Claude Lemieux. I mean, it was such a fun time. Hockey was rolling for me personally. I'm just going through my own personal journey. Always a diehard Broncos fan. But the idea that, hey, the state of Colorado is getting a hockey team. This is going to be absolutely magical. This is going to be cool. I wonder how people will receive this. And obviously, it doesn't hurt when your first year in Colorado, you win a title, you win the Stanley Cup. So I guess, I don't know, but that first one with John was so emotional. And again, being from more of a Broncos family, you had gone through all of the tough stuff. You'd gone through the tough Super Bowl losses and, you know, not getting back there for a while and wondering what this, you know, when this team would ever win a Super Bowl, what that would ever look like. And that was magical too. I tell you, for me personally, it's of the five, it's got to be a tie right now, and I'll give you my decision on it later. But it's got to be between the 98 Broncos Super Bowl and the 96 Avs Stanley Cup. And again, the Avs Stanley Cup comes with so much more because it was not just the first for the Avalanche, but the first season for Avalanche fans. So go vote at theholeshow.com. I'm really curious to see how this one wraps up today. Let me read Brian's text. What a great question. It tugs on many heartstrings. I assume this is similar to picking your favorite child. Yeah, maybe. It's hard to pick, right? I mean, all of them have their reasons for being wonderful. We got a caller up on the line. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Monster, what's up, my man?
Hey, I'll tell you what a great win that was last night.
Man, I didn't think it was going to be possible to sweep this team. I knew they would win the series, but to get a sweep like this, now they have 12 days off. It was awesome, man, to see this Avs team go now to their third Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah, really. Well, it did look a little scary there when they were down there like 5-2, and I got, I'm afraid we're going to be going to game five here, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough go. I mean, the Avs jump out the gates, and they score early, and then you see Edmonton just take over that third. But then Colorado, as they tend to do, and they did this during the regular season, they score so quickly. So it almost feels like they're the Golden State Warriors of hockey. You never have too much room in between a lead if you're going up against the Avs. And again, they prove it again, finding a way to force this to overtime and winning 6-5.
Yeah, they did. I mean, it was great to listen to last night.
All right, Lonster, two questions for you. Is this team better than the 2001 or 96 team?
I'm going to say yes.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's tough for me to say 2001. I feel like all of the greats for the Avs were so refined at that point. They were just – it was a special, special year for that team.
Mm-hmm. But this one here, some of the players that they put you never heard from.
Faster.
You're going, where are they hiding these players?
Yeah, at? Faster, you know? Too. I think this group is faster. I mean, I'll give you that one for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my second poll question, the Method Flow Products poll question is up at thewholeshow.com. Go vote. Of the five titles between our beloved Big Four, the Avs and the Broncos, of course, share those five. What's your favorite championship? Is it the 98 Broncos, 99 Broncos, 96 Avs, 2001 Avs, or 2016 Broncos?
I'm going to go with the 98 Broncos because
first
this
one.
Is one. Yeah, because nobody really gave Denver a chance to win this, and they were all favoring Green Bay.
Yeah, now, and that, I mean, for so many reasons. It was because Green Bay had won the year before. Brett Favre, you had one of those great quarterbacks at that point in time. Can Elway get over the hump finally? But then obviously follow up the year before that, they'd lost to Jacksonville in an upset loss in the first round. So you were wondering, are the Broncos cursed? Are they ever going to get over the hump?
Yeah, really. And then, too, this is when Pat Bowlen was starting to come down with the Alzheimer's, too.
Yeah, was that soon? I thought it was much later. I thought it was, you know, getting closer into the 2000s, mid-2000s. But,
maybe so, but yeah. I think they did it. And it was great to see John said this was for Pat. So I think there was something going on that we really didn't know.
That was a special one for sure, and just the way that it happened. I don't know, but the Avalanche, the characters for the Avs, you know, they were like Patrick Waugh. You know, nobody in the league as far as players likes Patrick Waugh. He's just a bad boy. I just remember he had so much fame back then. But I'm with you. I'm probably leaning toward more that 98 Broncos Super Bowl, but the 96 Avs have got to be close.
Yeah, I do too, but I don't know. It's just something that it was just something for Elway to win this one because they really didn't give him a chance to really do anything.
Yeah, no, you're right. With great championships obviously come pretty amazing stories. Lonster, what's for lunch today, my man? It's a Tuesday special happening at your place, huh?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm having beef kebabs.
Beef kebabs?
Yeah.
What do you put on there?
Oh, we put green peppers and a few other stuff we throw in there and put it over the grill, and it is out of this world.
Sounds pretty good, my man. Well, Lonster, appreciate you, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Okay, sounds good.
Lonster's saying the 98 Broncos, and that's what's leading in the clubhouse right now. Go to thewholeshow.com to vote. I mean, it's hard to argue that one. I mean, this is a fun debate. I don't know why. Why is the 2016 one not? That's not in my. That's the worst one for me. Why? I mean, you want it defensively. Von Miller was magical. It was Peyton Manning. It wasn't Peyton Manning though at his best. If it would have been a year or two before, and you're seeing Manning through, I don't know. It's something about football. It's more rewarding, I guess, to see quarterbacks shine. Von was amazing. I mean, he'll go down as. You know me, he's one of the greats. He's top three in Broncos history. But that one doesn't, I don't know why. That one doesn't move the needle for me as much. I don't know if because it was a blowout, too. And I know the Falcons one. Falcons one doesn't do much for me either. The 99 Broncos. That was so boring, dude. Like, they just destroyed everybody that year. And then they destroyed the Falcons. I wanted there to be drama. The Falcons tried to create drama in that Super Bowl, and it wasn't there. 96 Avs, certainly up there. 2001, again, just a special team overall. Go vote, again, at theholeshow.com. Let's read a tweet here. Broncos 98, number one. Never thought I'd see it happen. Was already a traumatized fan at 13. Number two, Avs with Ray Bourque. Yeah, and again, that's that 2001 run. Where's Ray Bourque? It was special. Number three for him is 2016 Broncos. Not only one I was drinking age for. Number four, 96 Avs was a whirlwind surprise. And then number five was 98. Or you mean 99? Number 99, great, but just seemed more expected and almost too easy. That's kind of, maybe 99's my least favorite. Because that was, I think we all just knew they were going to win the title. They were going to win the Super Bowl. Go vote at theholeshow.com. Let's see how this thing ends up. 20 minutes after the hour, the Avs are going to the Stanley Cup Finals. And now we sit back and we wait to see who they're going to be facing. Four more to go, man. Rangers or Lightning. Rangers would be cool because of the history there. We'll see. I guess we'll find out. That's at 6 o'clock tonight. I'll be ready for that one, man. No NBA playoffs or no NBA finals are on, so the night belongs to hockey between the Rangers and the Lightning. 21 minutes after the hour, shout out to On the Rocks Liquor. From our game beer of the week's from Horse and Dragon Brewing in Fort Collins. It's called Adventure on IPA. Pick up selections from Horse and Dragon Brewing or any of your favorite adult beverages. You can use the drive-thru. They're open until midnight every single night. And, of course, write this one down. Friday, they're right back at it with their free wine tastings. From 4 to 7, the great folks from Monaco Cocktails in a Can. Monaco Cocktails in a Can will be on hand. So you can try that out, see if it's something that tickles your fancy. 21 after the hour, we'll take a short break. Great job by Jade starting us off with that wonderful montage of Series 1, 2, and 3 for the Avs, leading them to the Stanley Cup Finals. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, and your Colorado Avalanche are going to the Stanley Cup Finals for the third time in their history. They're undefeated in the finals. Let's see if they can grab one more. We'll be right back.
Keep it tuned to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for Preps Baseball.
Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
I like talking about it. I mean, this is what this kind of stuff does to my brain. I don't know what it does to you sports fans, but when you get a team, I mean, how often do you get to say your team is going to the final dance? I mean, the championship series or game or whatever. You know, you got to say it a lot with the Broncos back in the day, but you haven't got to see this a whole lot. And, you know, the Avs have been to three of these things since 1996 now. So it does take my brain, I start going places like, wow, is this one of the greatest championship runs? Could this be right up there? You know, Nathan MacKinnon is etching his name into that Mount Rushmore that we talk about. Jades, I think I might be making you sad over there, dude. I feel bad about my poll question now because I just realized that you're 8 years old. You haven't seen any of these championships. You saw one and you were 12? Were you 12 when the Broncos beat the Panthers in 2016?
Yeah, I was. I think I was in seventh grade then because would have been turning 13.
So you were old enough to appreciate what was going on, right?
I mean, yeah. At that point, I wasn't really big into football, so I really haven't had like a championship that's been like super meaningful to me.
Well, you're a big Rockies guy. Well, you're a baseball guy more so, yeah. Right? What year was that the Rockies went to the World Series?
07.
Oh, geez. So you were...
And I was like four.
Oh, so you didn't... That yeah. was nothing to you.
Yeah, I didn't...
You didn't know what happened.
Mm-mm.
That's tough. Because with me, the youngest I was 10 when our first championship hit in this state. And the Avs beat Florida, right? 96. And so I was old enough to, and my folks were big sports fans, big Broncos fans and Nuggets. Well, Rockies too, I guess. But they got, my mom and dad got, my mom too, she's not even really a sports fan. They got all in to the Avs. And I think that that's part of it too. They were so excited, loved Patrick Waugh. You know, his demeanor. Remember how he'd like tuck his head and rock his head, like when he'd make a big stop, crack his neck, something like that. It was just, he looked like a beast in there. He was a little nasty. He had this look in his mask. You know, he just kind of looked like a guy you did not want to piss off. And of course, Joe Sakic was like a supermodel slash great, one of the great hockey players. Peter Forsberg, Adam Foote, Claude Lemieux. I mean, I could go on, dude. Mike Ricci. I mean, Adam Deadmarsh, these are all fantastic names. It was so much fun.
Well, and I think that's why it's like so important to me, like where the Avs are right now, because like I'm not a hockey guy, but to actually be able to appreciate and watch a championship run in its entirety is just really special. I mean, it's in reality, it's kind of my first one, in my opinion.
Yeah, that you're really appreciating then. I mean, because even me at 10... I can tell you great players because I played the video games. You know, I had the memorabilia. I had a Patrick Waugh jersey, dude. I took a class picture in my Patrick Waugh jersey. My classmates thought I was crazy because they all wore nice shirts. And I show up in a Patrick Waugh jersey. I'm like, what? Mom said I could. Let's make it happen. I think she forgot it was that day. And I just told her, like, this will be great. I'll wear this today. I don't know. I can't remember why. But I still didn't quite, like, appreciate the X's and O's of the game. 98 with the Broncos, yeah, I'm what, 12, 13, I'm playing sports now. At 10, I was playing sports, but again, different levels and stuff. But I'm in junior high, you know, so you're playing really organized football, basketball, so you're getting it. And then, of course, 2001, I'm in high school, really appreciating the game of hockey. I mean, all my friends, we would go out and play street hockey like crazy at that point. I mean, there was like a craze in 2001 where everybody was playing hockey in the streets. And then 2002, it's like we never did it again, ever. It was fun. A lot of good times.
Well, and once you enter high school, I feel like you're actually old enough to kind of understand the strategy and actually analyze the game.
Yeah, you can... and again, there's probably some prodigies that are seven if their folks were sports people, sports nuts. But my dad's not talking X's and O's with me. He's just talking about how cool Patrick Waugh looks making that save.
Right, yeah. Like, some of my pretty good family friends, they're real big into hockey, and they have a couple young ones that are super into it as well. But, I mean, they don't really, they play the game, but, like, how much do they really understand? It's more so, like, they can recognize players.
Yeah, well, in hockey, it's harder to recognize the, kind of what's happening and how things are happening. I've learned a lot just by watching these playoffs. This is the most invested I've been in years in hockey.
Agreed. Yeah, I've learned quite a bit about the strategy and what actually goes on. I still can't tell you what icing is, but you know, that's here nor there.
I don't think anybody could tell you what icing is.
Yeah,
to
that's
be honest
true.
With you, man.
No,
I'll text Clark. I'm like tech. I'll text him and stuff. And what's this? How? Why did this happen? Clark's the guy. Clark's the guy to go to.
All I know is the goalie raises their hand, and then it's a puck drop, and I'm like, sweet, let's go.
It was fun, dude. The montage you did, great job on that. It just kind of takes you back. This run was phenomenal by the Avs. The way they dismantled Nashville, the way they took care of St. Louis. St. Louis had some interesting stuff there, man. I mean, you get the sweep of Nashville. You felt pretty good about it. Game two was interesting because you get away with an overtime win there, and you're thinking, okay, maybe Nashville can make this a game or a series. And then the rest of the way it was over. St. Louis, of course, you get that another overtime win in game one. You lose game two. I'm starting to freak out a little bit, you know. And then you have the Kadri stuff. You're wondering how he responds. Game four, he responds. He was amazing. He was the top performer. And then you lose in overtime on McKinnon's hat trick, and you're thinking, ugh, would have been nice. Now are they gonna force a game seven? No, they don't. The Avs win 3-2. Scored late. Remember that? Wasn't that the one where they scored late in the power play, and then they scored like with 20 seconds left to end the series? Was that it?
No, it was like 6 seconds.
Six
left.
Seconds left.
Yeah.
So, and you had the St. Louis theme was Kadri and his heroics and everything. Let's see, Stanley Cup semifinals. You get Edmonton, and the story there, of course, was you switch it up your goalies. Can Francouz be the guy? Can he hang on? And he played. He wasn't good. He was great in game two, but I wouldn't say he was good. He had some moments last night that weren't great, but he did enough to survive. And so a lot of neat stories that you can attach
to
each of these.
Last night, Kemper started the game, right? And then
he was ready to go if they needed him to.
Oh, okay. Well, because he ended up playing at some point, right?
Did Kemper play?
I thought he did.
I didn't think so.
Maybe not. I thought
he was suited up. He was ready to go if they needed him. And you know, that was kind of the story there, too, was with him and his eye and all that stuff. Like, would he be able to hold up? And what's going to happen in the Stanley Cup Finals? You're not playing for another 12 days. So is he going to start? Is he going to be the guy you put in net? And that will be the interesting question that I believe the Avs are going to have to answer. Francouz wasn't the hot goalie by any means, but he did help you stay above water and get through this series. But I think they're going back to Kemper. He's the better goalie overall.
Right. Well, it's just the similarities between this Stanley Cup run and the 07 Rockies is kind of odd.
It is. And again, these are those things that happen in sports where you have greatness over here going side by side with terribleness. It does make you just stop and reflect and go, why can't the Rockies do it?
Well, no, I mean like how the 07 Rockies World Series
run. Well, why can't
run?
They do stuff? And again, I know the World Series run was crazy.
But like just like how like they're going to both have big breaks, like is it going to affect the Avs similar to the way it affected the Rockies?
I don't think so.
I don't think so
either.
I just think
the Avs are too good. I've got a lot more respect even for Jared Bednar for what he was able to. Pressure was on him in game two and series two. But no, my thing I was thinking, yeah, the 07 Rockies. But it also just makes me think, why can't you get the Rockies to the point where they're even... I'm not expecting the Rockies to win a World Series every 10 years. Dick Monfort's not even expecting them to go to the playoffs every five. He's expecting two out of five. What did he say? 2 out of 5 years? He expects that to be reasonable for the Rockies. They haven't even done that. Even though those are terrible expectations. Your expectations should be go to the playoffs every year. I don't care who you are. If you use the low market, small market excuse, then get out of here. Stop owning the baseball team. Step aside and let somebody else buy it from you.
Well, I actually read a report. Actually, I watched a report. It was like probably like a 30-minute little video. And it described like the politics within the sports and like how teams, as long as they go for, if they have a championship window every 20 years, then that's how they keep fans engaged.
Interesting.
But like a 20-year period.
So
like that's,
when did the Rockies start? Was it 93?
Yeah, 93.
So I don't know that anybody would say they had a window when they went to the – nobody expected them to go to the World Series, but they did go to the World Series. So theoretically, that kind of does that keep the fan base engaged because you did go to the World Series in 20 years.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like the just – poor success that the Rockies have had since then kind of negates it.
And there's a difference because you said having a window, and I got to check that report out. That sounds really fascinating. But I like that point because the Broncos were in a window, right, when they got Manning. The Broncos were in a window. They're probably in a window now. I don't know if it's championship window, but it's opening up. We've opened it. We've cracked it. The Broncos were in a window with John Elway, Terrell Davis, and Shannon Sharp. The Nuggets are kind of in a window right now. They were in a window with Chauncey and Carmelo. It was interesting times. The Rockies weren't in a window, though. That was would they win 22 out of 23 or something? What was that crazy run that they went on?
Yeah, it was. I think it was like 20 out of 22 games or something ridiculous. But it's just kind of crazy to me how three out of the four Big Four in Colorado are all gearing up for success, and then you have the Rockies seems like they're tanking.
Yeah, well, I mean, you mix in a few things. Obviously, there's more attention to the facilities. And I'm watching the game with my father-in-law. He's not a big Rockies guy. He's not a big baseball guy. And he's like, that place is gorgeous. I want to just go there and sit there and watch a game. I don't care if they win. And that's the mentality that the Rockies have created.
Well, in a podcast that I listened to as well, I mean, they were talking about how the Monfort set aside like a certain amount to, I think, actually... I don't think it was a podcast. I think Jerry was talking about it.
Was it on Rocky's Rundown?
Mm-hmm. How he was talking about how they set aside a pool of money to maintain Coors Field. And he said that there's other ballparks that are just atrocious.
Oh, there's no yeah, and I think I did hear that on Rocky's Rundown, which we'll, I don't know if we're having it Thursday because the Rockies will be playing at that time. Pillow Fight Dan says the Avs have more road wins in the playoffs this year than the Rockies have road wins all season. Shout out Tanner and Dick Monfort. Tanner, how's that Rockies bus doing, bro? I gotta say this. Tanner predicted a shutout in this series. Does that make up for his Rockies playoff prediction? Does it get close?
No, he still needs therapy.
Oh, the poor guy, too. Like, you ask him, hey, Rockies are playing San Francisco. He's that poor Rockies bus. It's all, it's the wheels are flat, dude. I think actually somebody stole the hubcaps off of it, and it's just, I don't think the steering wheel's there anymore.
Have you noticed how he used to always wear that purple shirt? Yeah, and I think that thing, it might be burned.
He's staying away from it. Yeah, he's staying away. I mean, it's just two different franchises, man. It's two different worlds. And on one side, you had Joe Sakic made tough decisions, dude. He made tough decisions to stick with Jared Bednar. He fired his teammate, legendary teammate and friend in Patrick Waugh. They didn't see eye to eye. That was quick. And they hired Jared Bednar in, what was it, in August, in an August time frame when the season's right around the corner. And you brought a guy that didn't have any head coach or any coaching experience at the NHL level, and they went on and had the worst season, one of the worst seasons ever. And instead of panicking, Joe Sakic said, no, I believed in this guy when I hired him. I'm going to let this thing play out. He did. And now look at this team. That's the tough decisions, and Elway made some of those that worked when he was running things, but you saw what happened. He started to struggle. He couldn't do what Joe Sakic did. Every decision Elway made ended up, the opposite would happen. He thought Bradley Chubb would be the guy, not Josh Allen. Boom, Bradley Chubb is Bradley Chubb, and Josh Allen was playing all-star golf or whatever with three of the great quarterbacks, three of perhaps the greatest we will see in our lifetime. And now he's right there with him playing golf. Every draft pick he made ended up being the wrong one. Quarterbacks he would bring in ended up being the wrong one. It was bad decision after bad decision. And now you look over at Joe Sakic and you go, okay, that's what good management does. They have a bad year or two, and then they figure it out. The Nuggets in the same way with the Kroenkes and Tim Connelly. Big test coming up, obviously, for the Nuggets. But Tim Connelly hired Brian Shaw, or at least the Kroenkes and Tim Connelly hired Brian Shaw. After George Karl. That was a bad decision. They didn't wait around. They didn't mess around too much. They gave it the full year, and then the next year when they saw things were terrible, they ended up moving on. B-Rad. In 98, Bolin offered Elway 20% ownership of the Broncos to offset $21 million in deferred salary he owed him. Elway declined. Had he accepted, that 20% would have been worth $800 million with the sell of the team today. That's Elway's decision-making in a nutshell. Yeah, I like Elway. I'm an Elway guy, but at the end of the day, he wasn't great with his decision-making process, but that just goes to show you how hard it is to get to this level. However, Elway won a Super Bowl. Elway won a Super Bowl as a VP or a president or whatever he was at that time. You look at Dick Monfort, and I know he doesn't make all the player personnel decisions. He hires guys to do that, but he's not hiring the right guys to do that. And we'll see what happens with Schmidt. But Elway, I'll say this right now. He finally recognized it. He swallowed his pride. And even though he quit in a weird, he gave himself a job promotion somehow, but less responsibility, he hired George Payton. And so far, George Payton has been exceptional. 2 years in, we'll see what the second season holds. But I would say next season's going to be better than last, based on what you just did. And if it's not, it won't really be George Payton's fault. We'll go, well, I guess Russell Wilson wasn't as good as we, or maybe he's hitting a wall, which I just don't foresee that happening. 12:42 the time. Having fun with this topic. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. Between Colorado's Big Four, they have five championships. Which one was your favorite? the 98 Broncos, the 99 Broncos, or the 96 Avs, 2001 Avs, or the 2016 Broncos. That's the Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Jades, we're way behind here. Great conversation. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
Is this what you guys do every morning? Just dance?
Yeah, it's a dance party.
We got Tanner Schwint of Good Morning NoCo.
Your listeners are just turning me apart.
Well, they should. Your take was awful.
You know what?
There's Rocky's take.
I got two options here. I can either
just lay up
on the fence.
Forget about it. People will forget about it. I have
take
bad takes all
the punches.
All the time.
But you got to understand, we still got like 100 games left in this thing.
Oh,
I don't know.
No.
Yeah. Did you think about
Jaden,
that?
Jades.
I mean, I'm just up against the fence.
Get some help on the line. There's got to be like those quit lines on the DraftKings.
Jerry Schimmel.
They always say, hey, if you have a problem gambling, call this number. By the way, you can get a 50% profit deal right now if you bet on the Broncos to win. You need that number, but for whatever this is, because you are in a weird.
I don't.
Depressed.
I'm not doing anything yet, but.
Oh, you're doing
I'm
it.
I'm just taking punches right now.
You deserve
it. Either have my team throw on the white flag, which I don't. That's not the type of guy I am.
Well, they can't throw a baseball very well, so they might as well throw a white
or
flag.
Or I swing a big right and hope for the best and something turns around. You ever seen an NL player of the week come from a team that got two wins in the week?
Yeah, well,
he went.
I almost made him my player of the week, but then I was like, I can't do this.
He
not
deserved
over an
it.
Avs playoff win.
No.
Okay. This is interesting because Jaden's 12, you're 13.
You're 15.
I experienced all of these championships. 10 years was my youngest, and so I was old enough to know what was going on in 96. The only real one that, and again, it's not to say you haven't gone back and watched the reels of the games, but the only real one both of you guys have experienced, meaning the hype surrounding it all, was the 2016 Broncos.
Yeah, yeah.
I just asked you, and you said it's 2016 Broncos.
Yeah.
And I busted your chops, but
right.
It makes sense.
And rightfully so. I mean, because that team, it was Manning. I mean, it was Manning that came in there, and I know he didn't play well that last season, but the struggles that we saw with that or anything like that. Now, honestly, the answer would have been if they could have won four more games. I heard Jaden talking about the 07 Rockies. I mean, that would have by far been it because that was a team that came out of nowhere. You know, they almost did what the Atlanta Braves did last year. But, yeah, I think it's just because I remember the lowest of lows. Okay, Jay Cutler is going to be the guy. It wasn't Jay Cutler. You know, then we had to suffer through Kyle Orton and the first of the quarterback carousels that we went through. And so you had to watch a lot of crappy football before you finally got to see, you know, hoisting that trophy up. And it wasn't that great of a game, but...
Well, Manning wasn't Manning. If Manning would have been Manning, then it might have been more legendary.
Correct. Yeah.
We'll take a break here. Tanner's sticking with us here because I think it's interesting, the age range here. Because I witnessed all of these at a fairly old enough age to understand these, so I feel like, but I don't even know if I come at it like Clark. He's 967. You know, Brian, he's 1203. They would understand,
correct,
even more so because Brian's
sure.
a Vikings fan. So I think you have to feel pain to understand how great
that's
these
what
things
makes
were.
Sports so sweet, and that's why so many people can relate to it because it's kind of like life in that way. You got to suffer through losses to feel the good things.
If the Nuggets ever win a championship, I'm going to just go right back to when my dad took me to McNichols Arena, and all the memorabilia you could buy at the kiosk was Chicago Bulls crap. You couldn't buy Nuggets. I mean, you could, but you had to search for it in their own home arena. So there is something about seeing the lowest of lows that makes the championships even
yeah,
sweet.
Well, especially, can you imagine if the Rockies ever do it? But it's not a matter of if, or it's a matter of when the Nuggets do it.
Yeah. With the Rockies, is like, what's
you know
the
what?
World Dick Monfort's going, you know, I don't even know that we'll ever go to the World Series.
I'm playing blackjack right now, and I've got a 4 and a 2 in my hand, and the dealer's got a 10, but I'm doubling down on it. Throw me a big card. The Rockies will end June less than 8 games under 500.
They will. Are we doubling down lunch?
Yeah, let's double that. Oh, that sound effect was mean.
51, we'll take it. Quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. You can't do that.
I can't.
That's funny. What were we at? What were you in here about? You just stayed in here.
Hey.
It's the Beaver Airlines food.
Shout out to Cable's Pub and Grill. I love this place, man. Yesterday was all-you-can-eat spaghetti. Their burgers are fantastic. Their spaghetti's wonderful. Stop by Cable's. Tell them we sent you from The Whole Show.
It's a regular thing after we dominate softball. Friday nights, we're stopping by. 2-0, baby. 2-0,
Jace, what's your record in softball?
2-0, baby. Mercy the last team.
Baby. Mercy ruled. Yeah. Did you hear that?
We did as well.
Mercy ruled.
It was 19-7.
Jade's, good job.
How are you feeling? Betting 1,000 over here.
I'm not worried. Yeah. Dude, so am I, actually.
Jake Shapiro, I don't know who he's with.
You don't want to talk about
it? He just shared a picture of David Roddy working out for the Nuggets.
Yeah, it got you excited, didn't it?
I think I had a dream like that one time. If David Roddy's a Nugget, I won't talk about. Rams fans are loving it. I would not talk about anything other than the Nuggets and David Roddy for the rest of my life.
Kevin Lytle told us this morning on the program that's a team to watch out for.
Are you serious?
He said Golden State.
I didn't think they were going to work out for
him. He said Golden State. He goes,
State makes sense.
Yeah, he said because of the Draymond Green. He goes, but if somehow the Nuggets can be in position. This is a team to look out
Dude.
For. That's a team that likes to have, you know, the positionless
like
players, right? You know, Jokic can do just about anything.
Yeah.
So Roddy's going
to
be one of those.
Doesn't like to play basketball. So, I mean, there's a lot of unique people doing different things. That would be amazing.
That would be incredible.
That would be. I just saw I shared the picture, and it's fantastic. I'm going to text David actually right now.
Say,
dude, make this happen, please.
Yeah.
We have we got Cody Tucker coming on from 7220sports.com. Are the Cowboys the team to beat in the Mountain West Conference? The Avs are going to the Stanley Cup Finals. Let's go.